Fantastic. We'd like to welcome everybody to our commission meeting this morning, our special commission meeting. As we start off, I'd like to ask Brian Graff if he would mind leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes. Please stand and face the flag and repeat after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, Brian. Appreciate that. The items we have to consider, most of them are dealing with CARES funding and our responsibility as county commissioners to be stewards over this funding. Our first item is a consideration of resolution R-2020-2664, amended resolution providing coronavirus relief funds to purchase equipment for the emergency service office and or Merkin Valley Fire Special Service District. Brian, I have you down speaking to this item.
Yes. So over the last two commission meetings, the commission has approved funding to go to the emergency services for purchase of equipment like portable tents and medical equipment. And the emergency services office is planning on working in conjunction with Hurricane Valley Fire Special Service District as they acquire that equipment. And so we just amended this resolution that was passed in a previous commission meeting to also include Hurricane Valley Fire Special Service District as one of the entities that was approved in receiving the funding and acquiring the equipment that was approved. So that's actually the same for this item and the next item. I don't know if you want me to talk about both now or...
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and address both of them?
So, it's the same analysis. We just amended. One was on a commission meeting on October 6th. The other was on a commission meeting on October 20th. The only amendment to the resolution we made was that we added in Hurricane Valley Fire Special Service District.
Very good.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to speak briefly to this. I think our emergency services department has done an excellent job in reaching out to Hurricane Valley to assist with this. And Hurricane Valley is also working with other agencies and other communities to ensure that this equipment will do the greatest amount of good possible for our communities in the event of a COVID or a COVID-type emergency. And so I would make a motion to approve both resolution R-2020-2664 and resolution R-2020-2671. These resolutions add Hurricane Valley Fire Special Service District to our previous action.
Second. Very good. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes on both of those resolutions. We're on to item three, which is consideration of resolution R-2020-2673, a resolution approving a grant donation agreement between Washington County and Center for the Arts at Kayenta. Let's see, Brian, I also have you down to speak to this funding request.
Okay, so commissioners, as you know, we received certain CARES Act funding to be used in combating and dealing with the coronavirus. Some of the requirements from the Treasury in expending those funds are that it has to be expenditures incurred due to the public health emergency. They have to be expenses that were not accounted for in the budget as of March, and that they have to be incurred during the time period of March 1st, 2020 to December 30th, 2020. As some of the guidelines indicate that we can expend funds related to grants to small businesses to reimburse the cost of business interruption caused by required closures. And then there's been subsequent information from the Treasury indicating that required closures does not necessarily mean government-mandated closure or a stay-at-home order, but that the company closed to stop or slow the spread or to enable social distancing. So in this instance, the Center for Arts at Kayenta, they put on theatrical shows. They were unable to do those shows. They're a nonprofit entity, excuse me, that puts on those shows. Because of the coronavirus, they were unable to do those shows. The CARES Act cannot be used for revenue replacement, so because they were unable to make money is not a reason that we can give them money, but we can help them with their expenses that they incurred because they had to close. And so as the review committee looked at this, they've demonstrated verified impact of what they incurred in expenses was $77,500 that can be considered by the commission.
And you feel good about that? As I read their letter, did you feel that fit into the guidelines and the pressure?
Yeah, I believe so. It's expenses that they incurred as part of their closures and that they had incurred.
Very good. Well, there's no doubt that in our community, those that are involved in performing arts and in kind of gathering events have been hit the most. Any comments, my fellow commissioners, on this item?
Well, we should just note that this is not the grand total of what they thought they were impacted by overall. These are only the eligible items, and that the reality is that they expected to take a hit about four times this amount, but those other items were not eligible. So just for clarification, or at least enhancement of your conversation, Brian, make sure that everyone understands that. So if you're ready for a motion, I'll make one.
Yeah, I'm open for a motion. I did wonder if you wanted to consider apportioning that similar to the ones we did in our last meeting.
Mm-hmm. You know, I absolutely had that cross my mind, and we haven't obviously been able to talk about that for legal purposes, but I believe that any amount that comes close to that amount would be appreciated. So I'm feeling like I'll make a motion with an amount, and we can debate that after I make the motion. So I move that we approve for resolution number 2020-2673, resolution approving a grant donation agreement between Washington County and the Center for the Arts at Kayenta to the tune of $60,000.
And I'll second the motion.
We have a motion and a second to approve an amount of $60,000 to help the Center for the Arts at Kayenta. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes. Item 4 is consideration of resolution number R-2020-2674, a resolution approving a grant donation between Washington County and Washington County School Districts. And let's see, we have several members here. Is Brent going to speak to this?
Hey,
Brent, do you want to step up and speak a little bit to this request?
Yes, so we have had a lot of impact from COVID-19 in the school district, and we did put forward a request. Most of it is for PPE, personal protective equipment. We had purchased about 75,000 cloth masks issued out, two per student, one per employee, and especially in some of our Title I schools. For the low-income students, those masks are getting pretty disgusting, and some of them are getting pretty bad. And so we'd like to buy an additional 25,000 cloth masks to issue out to students, as well as we're going through a lot of paper masks in every one of our schools every single day with kids forgetting them. We have to have them for them to get on the bus and so forth. We're asking for an additional money to buy 200,000. Paper masks. The nitrile gloves that we buy, they're really hard to get by, and they've doubled in price. And if we're willing to pay the higher price, we can get the additional gloves. Since we're asking for enough to buy 425 boxes of nitrile gloves, as well as 115 touchless thermometers, especially in our extracurricular activities. We've got a lot of thermometers out there, but by a lot, we've got about two per school and then three additional ones in the high schools. But that isn't even coming close to what we need for the extracurriculars, especially as we start going indoors with indoor sports. They're really going to need to temperature check those kids every single time they walk out into a practice and so forth. And so we're going to need a lot more of those thermometers. We're asking for enough money to pay for an additional 115 of those for our high schools and our middle schools, because they have the ninth grade athletics as well. And then we were asking for money to provide COVID tests for students that are on quarantine. So these are students that have been exposed one way or another to someone else. And the state came out with new guidance stating that if a student was exposed in school and that both people were wearing a mask, that the person can come back after 7 days if they have a negative COVID test. So we could get our kids back in half the time, but not everybody has insurance. And so this would allow us to get an additional 1,350 COVID tests for those students that do not have insurance, to be able to get those tests done and get them back quicker. And of course, the ones that don't have insurance are probably the students that we need back the quickest, that we're the most concerned with. They're the most at-risk students. And then we're also asking for money to buy 700 Chromebooks with a cellular plan for a year. And this goes with, again, when students are quarantined, we'd like to make sure that they have access to still what's happening in the classroom and everything else like that. We do have some swivel cameras. We've actually ordered an additional, I think it's 450 swivel cameras that we want to get in place in our schools. So when kids are quarantined in their core classes, in the secondary classes, or in their regular classroom in the elementary, the kids can get online and actually watch their teacher teach the courses and actually be engaged in what's happening in the school while they're being quarantined as well. And so that is what we're asking for at this time.
Very good. Well, it all looks justifiable, that's for sure, as I look over the...
Yeah, the list is... list. The cost for the tested 1,315 test kits or something, $75. Does that include? Is that just the kit, or does that include some a nurse to administer
that,
it? Or?
That's the total cost of, of going and getting the test done. And so,
okay,
we can go and get the test done. There's a couple different places in town that we've been working with that said that they can do this, and
good.
So that will get the doctor to write the order, the test, and
get
then
it done.
Get the test done.
And how soon do you get those results back?
Depending on where they go through, there's a couple places that can get the test back the next day. There's still some of them that are sending them up north, and those usually are 2 to 3 days. Mm-hmm. But there are some that can get us the next day that we've been working with.
My wife just had eye surgery, and she had to have be COVID tested before that. Obviously, mm-hmm. that's a procedure now, yep. Policy. Mm-hmm. And the cost that came to the insurance was $230 for the mm-hmm. test. This is a discussion for some other time.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure that your $75 covered what
yes.
you needed.
Yes, we've been talking to vendors, and we can do this for $75. We actually have quotes from them. For $75.
That's nice to hear. One other item. About 45 years ago, I got a B on a test. I thought I should get an A on. Can you help me with that?
I think
we put that as an option.
In fact, I think we had a conversation that you wanted to be listed as a valedictorian that year. Was that correct?
Yes.
So it's going to be a little harder for you because you didn't graduate from
yes.
from Washington County School District, but I happen to have graduated, and I think there is some power that might be we might be able to negotiate here.
We can talk it.
Thank you for your presentation.
Because I would have liked to have been the valedictorian. Very good. Enough.
I was actually speaking for Victor.
They bring very serious items before us, and we happen to...
Mr. Chairman, it is apparent that the school district has gone out and sharpened their pencil and looked for the best pricing they could get for these items that they need to adequately respond to the COVID emergency. And I would make a motion in support of Resolution R-2020-2674, a resolution approving a grant donation agreement between Washington County and Washington County School District for $726,650.
Second.
We have a motion and second on that resolution. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes. Item 5 is consideration of Resolution R-2020-2675, a resolution providing coronavirus relief funds to purchase equipment and improvements to Legacy Park. And as I reviewed this, and then I had a chance to speak with Leslie Fonger, I agree that all of the items that she's requested are needed, and but I do believe that at this time, I'd like to make a motion that we set aside this item, because I would prefer that those purchases be made out of our regular budgeted funds, and that would be my motion to.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will second your motion to strike number 5.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes. Item 6 is consideration of Resolution R-2020-2676, a resolution approving an amendment to the temporary shuttle service agreements between St. George Shuttle and Washington County for shuttle services in Springdale and Zions National Park. And I have Kevin Willis here to speak to that.
Morning, Commissioners.
Yes. Morning.
So we've been supporting the shuttle service there in the town of Springdale and also a little bit up the canyon with the park through two different resolutions and amendments that we've made previously. One of those had an expiration date of October 31st, and with the continued visitation of the park and the levels of people that are coming in, we felt like in discussions with the town and the park that we want to continue that. We have been conservative in the usage of the buses that we've allocated there and have not used them as much as we had initially thought we might need to. So the funds that were in the original amendments have not been all spent. So this is a request to continue that service essentially through the end of the year as needed on an as-needed basis and utilize, more funds to continue that on, to extend that agreement through the end of the year.
I've seen the numbers, and it's literally what you're saying is that we've saved enough from our previous effort to fund the second extension.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll probably end up under the original allocated amount. But because of the contract that we signed, it was a deadline of October 31st, we wanted to come before and make sure that we're okay to do that.
I think we all remember 3-4 months ago just what a sad state it was in Springdale, and that federal government regulations were also standing in the way, as well as their pulling back from services or extended contracts. And from talking with business owners and the mayor of Springdale, this effort to get people moving was the biggest shot in the arm to the positive they could have received. And then also it put pressure on the park to
make some adjustments
mm-hmm. themselves and open up other areas, and credit be given to my fellow commissioners for us pounding through on this. But I have no doubt that this will be needed for another 30 days as the built up frustrations of visitors mm-hmm. will continue. And I bet, prediction only, that this will be their best winter ever as well.
Yeah, I think the good news in all of this is that by allowing, some access to the park and the town, that the people are coming and they're filling the hotels now in a decent way. And so it could be a really positive going through the winter. Like
sure.
you said, the projections look pretty good. So.
Very good. Well, and I have received reports that as far as the buses and shuttles that are being used, they are being used. People are using them. They're full. Mm-hmm. You probably heard me complain before that I have no problem with funding shuttles. I just don't want to fund empty shuttles. And so,
right.
And I've heard that the use has been good. Yeah. People have been pleased with this.
Based on that, I'll make a motion to approve resolution R-2020-2676, resolution approving an amendment to the temporary shuttle services agreement between St. George Shuttle and Washington County for shuttle services in Springdale and Zion National Park, as explained by Kevin Lewis.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Our last item is just a commissioner's report. This is a special commission meeting dealing with CARES funding, and we do have deadlines to fill out all of the paperwork on CARES funding. I believe that we are setting this Friday as the 30th as the last day that we will review any applications in regards to CARES funding requests.
And Chair, they can't just kind of slide under the door. They have to come fully prepared. The entire application, all the required documentation, financials, justification has to be in by the 30th, not just their desire and then, hey, we'll get that later. I'm sorry to say, but it's interesting at Harvard, when you turn in a paper and it's due by 5 o'clock, literally where you turn it in, and granted now it's probably different because it's electronic, but in the olden days, a literal door would come down at exactly 5 o'clock, and that was it. There was no, hey, the dog ate it, or I was late for the bus. I mean, that was it. And I'm sorry to say to be so sort of onerous on this, but I believe that on the 30th it must be a complete and full application, or it cannot be considered.
All of these CARE funding requests are subject to the guidelines of the Treasury Department. And so they must meet those needs, and so they need to be reviewed. And we've set up a two-tier process, one where they're reviewed by legal and staff prior to coming to our agenda. And so that Commissioner Almquist is speaking to that. All of that documentation and justification has to be in place for it to begin that review process before it comes here. Commissioner Cox?
Well, thank you, Commissioners. I feel that we've been able to be of great assistance many worthy nonprofit organizations in the county and the different cities, and the October 30th deadline is consistent with the deadline imposed on us by the state, which is November 30th, and the federal government, the Treasury, had imposed a December 31st deadline on the state of Utah, so I think we're all following that same precedent. So I think this has really been a beneficial endeavor and will help many organizations that we've assisted.
Very good. Any other items?
I don't think that needs a motion. I think it's just a statement.
Just a statement for the public. Put it on the public record. Well, with that, we will stand adjourned.